Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Welcome, everybody. Hi, this is Jory Ann, the Coffee Psychic, your host of tonight's show, Your Psychic Connection. I want to welcome all our listeners in tonight. And remember, hey, tonight is about you. So if you have any questions, if you have any psychic stories, experiences that you want to call and ask about or tell everyone else about, you know, we're open. And as you know, I like telling people about the things that have happened during the week. So especially all the psychic stuff, the psychic little fun things that happen. I went out to Seattle, Washington this last week, and I took a class. As everyone knows, I'm a Reiki master healer, and I have the designation of teacher also. I've done that training. But, you know, my daughter, Terry Dulin, does all the amazing Reiki training. So if anyone's interested in doing that work, getting trained as a Reiki master, healer, anything like that, her number is 219, and I forgot her number. Is that possible? I believe it's 705. Oh, my God. Now, that's not fair, you guys. I'm actually forgetting my daughter's number. That is crazy. 219. Let me see. That is like the craziest thing. 712-0507. Holy mackerel. Also, the Center for Midwest Advancement, Center for Reiki Advancement, Midwest Center for Reiki Advancement. We can see how tonight's show is going to go, right? Holy mackerel. I'm tripping over my own words. That's crazy. Anyway, so I went out to Seattle, Washington, and I found, I took this amazing class on it's another form of healing. It's called the Emotion Code. And it's, you know, being a Reiki healer, and for everyone else that's healers out there, you know that when there's something that happens in our life's experience and we don't get it processed properly, we don't get it validated, we don't get heard, whatever it is, we create emotions around it. And the emotions normally get trapped in our body. So as a Reiki healer, we work on throwing the Reiki energy into the person's body and create a healing. So it really dissipates the negative energy, and it allows the body to really go back to its normal state so it can heal. This emotion code is very similar, only this one's done more in a mental-emotional arena, where this person, this chiropractor, this gentleman, Dr. Bradley Nelson, had found a way over his many years of experience of isolating the emotion that caused the energy block. And they can actually go back to the year that you had this trauma or the psychic insult. And they have found a way of also erasing that emotion also, which allows the body to heal itself. So I'm also going to be starting that program. And I think it sounds pretty exciting. So if you guys check it out, the emotion code, Dr. Bradley Nelson. I also have another gentleman that hopefully he'll be joining us. He does the work. And I hope to have him on in a couple of weeks. And I think you'll find it very, very interesting. Okay. So when I got home, I had a friend that told me, she said, you know, I was doing something in your house for you, and suddenly there was this shadow that swooped by her. And it was like, okay. And she said it was going pretty fast. And she goes, she was sure it wasn't one of my cats because it kind of went from the upstairs to the downstairs. And then, of course, I had done a clearing in my own house because, let's face it, any one of us can get an attachment or have any kind of spirit show up in your house. So the way you want to do a clearing is you want to take a bowl of cooking sage. You want to put it in, now this is going to be dried green leafy sage. If you're going to put it in a bowl, you want it to be a glass bowl. Of course, you're going to be burning the sage, and it could burn any plastic that you could possibly put it in. Some people use the shells. I personally like using a pot. So I'll take a pot with a handle. I'll put the dried leafy sage in there. Then you start it on fire, and you want to blow it out, so it's going to create a smoke or a smoldering. And then you walk around from room to room to room saying the Our Fathers and Hail Marys. So if you guys have had any experiences like that, call in. Tell us what's happened. I also just saw a little dark shadow yesterday, and so to me that would call for another clearing. So that's what I'm up to. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Now, look, we're going to get to our phone calls right now. Any question is a good question. So give us a call. I'll be doing the coffee, the cards, and let's get started. Hello, listener. Who's calling, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jorianne. This is Miranda, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Miranda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I have a upcoming. Oh, that's, I'm like you now. I'm not seeing you.
Man, that was my whole beginning. I was going like, what the heck's going on tonight?
Oh, dear.
Funny.
I have an upcoming job opportunity. It's more volunteer work, but I somehow believe it's going to open doors for me. But it's in the counseling field, and I was just wondering what you pick up regarding that. I'm waiting to hear back, and I'm wondering when you think I will and what you see regarding it, like, you know, what kind of experience it's going to be.
Okay, and you're in California. You know, I guess I want to ask you this, if you don't mind me saying this. Are you in love with this work that you're talking about?
I love the idea of helping people and, you know,
okay,
using my skills. Yeah. Why do you ask?
Well, because I see you, it almost feels like if you're not outdoors, you kind of should be outdoors doing something. I don't know if any of this work is, you know, bringing you outdoors or anything, but are you enjoying like event planning or anything like that at all? Or is that part of this?
No, not at, I don't think so. I don't think it's a part. See, it's an, it's like I said, it's in the counseling field, but it's a new sort of area for me, and I'm not even quite sure what my responsibilities will be at this point because she's sort of in the process of putting this together.
Okay. Well, it feels like there might be something a little, I want to say extra that you'll be doing, Miranda. Not just the counseling, but it feels like there's going to be something extra that you'll be doing. It feels like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if in this volunteer work, if they're going to, you know, sometimes there's job fairs.
Yeah, job fairs.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to create some things where they're going to ask you to actually come in and be a part of it to really promote the company or something like that. But it looks more than just sitting down and, you know, counseling people. It
talking.
Just seems to be like there's going to be more. Does that make sense?
I see. Yeah. I mean, I guess so. Sure. I'll find out. Like I said, I'm really in the dark as to what, you know, she has in plan for, you know, and for me to do. So it's sort of up in the air at the moment, and I'm not, that's why I called you, sort of curious as to what you pick up regarding what you see me doing there.
Well, it feels good. It feels like this lady really likes you a lot. It feels like you're already in, is what it feels like.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
I tell people I can be wrong, but it feels like you're already in. It feels like they really like you. And, but it just feels like more. So I don't know if she says something to you like, hey, Miranda, do you think you can, we'd like you to do this, but what do you think about doing this too? You know, maybe it'll be stretching yourself. I'm not sure, but I think you're going to like it. Okay?
Great. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And
so
Do you know when I'll hear back from her? Just an idea.
Did you hear from them last week already?
No. It's been like a few weeks since I heard from her, and so I popped an email to her on Monday.
Okay, I was getting 2 weeks. So I don't know if they're in the middle of rearranging situations at that company or whatever that looks like, but I heard,
probably.
And again, it feels like they already like you, so it's not like
They
don't want you.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting.
Okay, so I am in the radar. That's good. Okay.
It feels like it. I'd say be patient right now, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye.
You have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. Sometimes it's hard to be patient, but, you know, because sometimes the companies or these other businesses really are doing things that they have to get handled, you know, closing off on different people, things like this, rearranging, making new jobs. So sometimes it is hard to be patient. All right, let's see who we have next in line here. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Rose from Jersey.
Hey, Rose, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question?
What do you see with regards to my love life, please?
Okay, let's take a look here. I have to ask you, have you had somebody already that you're still with or somebody from the past that's trying to come in? Because I get somebody that it feels like past history, you should know them already, and if they haven't been trying to be in contact with you, it feels like they most certainly will be.
No, they are. You're right about that.
Good deal. Yes, ma'am. So are you thinking it feels good with this person? Because it feels like there might be some uncertainty here. Oh, good. See, it feels like uncertainty?
Yes.
This is what I can tell you about this person. Is it leopards don't change their spots? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they sure get tired. So it feels like some of the actions or behaviors that were present before are probably not going to be as loud or as dynamic as they once were.
Okay.
So that's where, and I think for some reason, it feels like this person has eaten humble pie. So feeling a little bit embarrassed about their past, things like this, possibly apologizing. I don't know if that makes sense for you yet or not, but.
Mm-mm. So you don't see anybody new because I'm not really looking in that direction.
Okay. Well, good for you, really. Okay. Let me see. Is there somebody around you that would have been from the east? Like, just imagine you're standing there and you face east, and it feels like there should be somebody that shows an interest, someone new.
No, I don't have anyone around me except that guy from the past. He's been contacting me.
Yeah. Well, this new person, and again, I have no idea time-wise how long this takes because there's no time on the other side, but I see somebody coming up from the east. And what east means, I'm not so sure, okay, but east of where you're at today, which could be across the water.
New York City. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. But they're from the east. Now, what I can tell you a little bit about this person is they seem a little either bored or boring to me. But sometimes somebody that's a little slower and not high-paced and not crazy is kind of good for a change.
Okay. All right, thank you.
It's not always bad. It just means that they're not as active or as excited or excitable, that sort of thing.
Oh, well, if he's boring, I don't know if I want him.
Right? Well, there might be some nice little gems in that, though. But, I mean, the boring part, too, it's like, yeah, if it can't hold your interest, that's the hard part. But you might want to check them out and see what comes with the package. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, honey, good luck. Take care.
Bye.
I always tell you guys, you know, if you want to give me some feedback, please do. Please give me feedback later on. Sometimes this stuff sounds a little crazy or strange, but you never know. That guy could have been a jeweler. You never know. All right, so let's see who's next online here. Hi, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. How can I help you?
Thank you. I started my new job Monday. It's a major insurance company in a call center, and this is the third day, and they've not been able to get me in their database. That's their fault, not mine. And
Right.
The class is fast-paced. The trainer keeps saying, don't worry, I'll catch you up. But I don't think that's realistic because she's going to continue moving forward 90 miles an hour, and I'll continually be straggling behind because even if she catches me up gradually, the rest of the class is still doing other stuff. So what's going to happen tomorrow morning? Are they going to say they really ought to apologize to me but I to be realistic, I just hope that they tell me tomorrow that they'll start me in the next class, which hopefully would be October, because I don't think they can catch me up through no fault of my own, because I need to be walked through things step by step, and I need to write it down. I don't think that's too much to ask for, and I feel like I'm entitled to the same amount of attention that everybody else got. So am I going to keep this job, or are they just going to allow me to start fresh? What's going to happen tomorrow?
All right. Now, I know you've called in about this before, I think a couple of times. And it feels like the manager is sincere about being able to catch you up. And I think, I don't know, have you told them that you need to take notes and so you need to be walked through this independently again?
Well, I told the trainer. I mentioned it to her. She said, you don't need to write it down. And I said, well, that's the way I learn. And then I wrote it down. I mean, it was very nice and cordial on my part, I assure you.
Yeah.
So it's a similar situation, but things are progressing. I'm now in a situation where I'm back, and it's stressful that they haven't been able to get me in because everybody else is navigating and learning, and I'm just sitting there pretty much doing nothing.
Right, right. So did you ask them to put you in the next class?
Well, I'm afraid too because Paula is pretty strung pretty tight right now. And when this happened before, I asked her and she flatly said no. But then I had some time off due to an ADA situation. So, you know, I played it cool. I didn't ask to start in a new class, but I've been praying about it for several days. So,
yeah,
even if they get me in tomorrow in the database, I think it'd be a terribly stressful situation for me. And I don't see – it'd probably be stressful for the trainer too. So I think my opinion is start me fresh again, and this time make sure that they've got me in the database before I even start. But I have to look what their perspective might be.
Right, right, right. Well, it looks like you're pulled in two really here. It looks like you personally are pulled in two. And it says you're trying to kick back and take a break, but the other situation says, it says a new situation is demanding your readiness to work at it intensely. If you apply yourself, it's going to pay off richly. So it really indicates you being proactive. And, again, I think the one thing here that I'm getting, Wendy, is you sitting here and even telling the bosses, hey, if you need me to work after work, if you need me to, you know, just give me, is there anything that I can learn online? Is there anything on YouTube I can learn? What, you know, how else can I learn this? You know, showing them that you really want to learn this, I think that's what's really going to bring it home for you because it shows that you're determined. There's no doubt about it. I think you're apprehensive about the, you know, talking with the trainers again and the people. But it looks to me like they're trying to do their part. But, again, this thing about getting in the database, I really think you have to have a conversation with somebody. But it really looks like you're very determined. So I think a lot of this is going to be you really getting in there and telling them, hey, I want to do this, but this is where I need the help. And I think because the other woman was saying to you flat out no, I think that's really put a little, you know, crook in your neck. So I would say talk to them again and tell them how earnestly you want to keep doing this. Where else can you get more help and you know, like tutoring or whatever, training. And I think it's going to pan out for you. All right. I do have to move on to the next caller, but Wendy, let us know what happens, please. All right, thank you. All right, hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi, this is Sonia. I'm calling in from the East Coast from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Sonia, welcome to the show. How can I help you?
Thanks. I have a good question here. I am in the process of... I guess I already accepted the offer for this job.
Okay.
And they're in the process of sending me everything in writing. I'm just going to review and everything. I mean, I do have a job right now, but this was just a great opportunity, something I've been looking for, you know, for a few months now. And,
yeah.
You know, it just happened and it snowballed pretty rapidly. And, I'm excited and nervous at the same time because, you know, it is for the better. It's going to change a lot of things in my life. And I think it's, you know, overall a great company. But like I said, at the same time, I'm nervous because it's a little few newer things. I guess there'll be newer challenges. And I just wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up from me, you know, in this company. And if you see me staying here for quite some time.
You know, do you ever hear that saying, the future is subject to change by choice? Which means it can look good in 1 minute, something could happen, and it could change. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a powerful person, Sonia. You're very good at what you do. I think you're so it's almost like you're afraid of something really great happening because you're just not expecting it, and it feels like you're waiting for the other shoe to fall off. Does that make sense for you?
Well, yeah, I guess in a way, yeah.
Well, you're very capable of this job, and I think you're going to be so happy once you get in here and start, like, working at this. I think you're just going to be thrilled. And I think
okay.
the people are going to like you a lot. And I think you're going to be able
yeah.
to it really evolve. I mean, you're going to be able to show them how good you are, you know, how skilled you are. I think this is what you've been waiting for.
Yeah, and it's like the recognition because where I'm at, you know, they have all these protocols and these reviews and these things you have to fill out, but nothing is really happening. You know, I was there two and a half years, very, very
yeah.
long commute. And now it's like, I don't know, my prayers have been heard because not only a great job, good opportunity, you know, there's going to be bonuses, there's going to be paid trainings and whatnot.
Yeah.
The job is 100% remote that I'll be doing. And they'll send me the equipment I need, you know, the computer, you know, the monitors, everything. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah.
Well, it feels exciting. It feels very,
yeah,
very exciting.
No.
So,
yeah, I do. And I look
this
forward.
This would be my thought. Well, my thought, this is this. My thought is this. Keep visualizing. Remember when you said your prayers have been answered?
Yes.
That is that you've really been throwing this out, you know, like those techniques of the secret, right? You've been visualizing, you've been praying, you've been asking, and all of a sudden your prayers are being answered because you were throwing this out there as an image of this is what you want, and now the universe heard you, and it says, oh, okay, we heard you, and now it's bringing it back to you.
All right.
Have you heard about the book The Secret?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I would get that because this looks like this is a job that you manifested kind of like psychically through your prayers. And that's what a lot of people do is when they're visualizing something that they want and they keep praying for it, they throw the energy into it, their emotion into it. Eventually, it comes back to you. So
right.
I think this is something that's going to turn out to be really, really sweet for you. And I see other people at this company that feels like they're really going to enjoy working with you.
Yeah. I guess the majority are going to be men. Well, that's the thing when you work in the technology field. Not a lot of women
okay.
don't want to dive into it, but I've always loved it, you know. So.
And just think about
yeah.
this other job that you've been doing, too, has just been taught, it's just been teaching you a lot of, like you said, protocol.
Yeah, yeah.
Which isn't bad,
yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
you know, tenuous. And what's really weird is you don't sound excited.
No, I am. I'm just thinking of what you're just saying. I'm just trying to process everything. But, no, yes, I am excited, you know. I just, like I said, it just happened so fast. And,
yeah.
you know, like I had to get in touch with my references, and it's just provided like, you know, colleagues and a friend reference, and then I provided like
mm-hmm.
two former bosses, which he spoke to one of them, and they said great things, and you know that was important for me that he talked to a superior because the superior would be able to better tell him what I'm capable of. You know, I think that has a lot of weight. And that's what you want, you know?
Yeah.
But,
for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's, like I said, it's going to be a learning curve. But, I mean, like I said, when I said changing my life, it's like, gosh, I wouldn't have that nightmare of commute anymore. And I'll be having so much more time, you know? Like, you know, you're done working, you log off your computer, boom, you're right in your house. How much
yeah.
easier can it get, you know? So.
No kidding. You know, before
yeah.
I let you go, because you know I've got other listeners I've got to get to, but did you need some dental work, honey, or what's going on with the dental?
Yeah, I have a little problem in one of my tooth in the front. It's something very minor.
Okay.
But what are you picking up for that?
I'm just hearing you've got dental stuff that's got to be handled, and you know, as we all know, better to get it when it's minor before it turns major. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I just run out of my limit on my current insurance. So as soon as I switch, I get the new insurance, I'll take care of it. But is it like once I tackle it on time, is it going to be okay, right?
Right. Well, it feels like it will be. And again, one more thing, you've got this wonderful dead lady watching over you. I don't know if you've had a grandmother that passed or whatever, but there's a wonderful dead lady that's watching over you, Sonia.
Oh, yeah, my grandmother passed.
Okay. Okay. And I don't know whose birthday it's been, but I'm getting like a grandmother saying like happy birthday wishes or something. So I don't know if it's yours that's just come, that's coming or just passed, but it's a birthday wish from your grandmother for somebody in the family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my birthday passed a while ago, actually. So.
A while ago, okay. Sometimes it's a little closer, but just know that it's a birthday wish from grandma. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. And good luck.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All righty. So, positively good luck. So, you know, sometimes we can have this good luck coming, and it's still a sense of that sense of how is it going to turn out and stuff like this. You know, the very best thing we can do is be at peace about everything. Just know that God is leading us where we're supposed to be going. And also feeling just comfortable to be yourself and to really get in there and show these people, you know, that you want to be there, that you're excited about, you know, being a part of their team, a part of their company. And I think that really, you know, that's really going to help out a lot. And that's for all of us in any situation. All right, so let's see who's next online here. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Sherry in Texas.
Sherry, thanks for joining us. What's going on? How can I help you?
Hey, I want to see if you could look in those beautiful coffee rinds and see if I get this little blue tiny house up in Washington and move it to Northern California by January 31st. I think I'm going to minimize and go to tiny, and the one I want is up where you took your training, I think, just outside of Seattle.
Yeah. Oh, my God, how fantastic is that? What a beautiful thing, and I got to go into that Space Needle. That was exciting.
I can't wait to see it. I've never been.
Yeah, you'll like it. Hey, what's really weird here is your coffee is going backwards like crazy. I mean, it's really going backwards pretty quickly. So here's my question to you. Is this a house, Sherry, that you're looking at? You're looking at buying it, and then you're looking at like a mobile thing, bringing it back?
Yeah, it's a tiny home, so they're on wheels. And so it just happens to be located right now up, I think, near the Puget Sound.
Okay. Let's see what else is going on in the coffee here. I've seen those TV shows where they're doing the tiny houses, and I think that's really cool.
It'll really change my life for the better as far as staying out of debt.
Yeah. Well, you'll be able to move around too, actually, when you want to.
That's the plan, and in fact, I think I have a line on somewhere in Northern California to park it for a couple of years is what I'm trying to manifest. So
this is what
but
I'm
I may love it up there.
Your coffee was shaken a little bit. Your coffee was shaken, so almost like a little earthquake or something. So when your coffee went backwards and the coffee was like shaken like crazy, you may end up encountering a problem or two in this deal. Now, I'm not quite sure what that is. I'm going to do a little extra spread here for you. Just to see what else I can pull up here. How's it look for Sherry getting this house? All right, tell me when to stop, Sherry.
Okay, stop.
All right. I'm going to cut this into three piles of my deck. Pick one, two, or three.
Oh, sorry, two.
All right. Yeah, I can't always see what it looks like. Are you buying this from a man or a woman?
It's a man, but he's married, so.
Okay.
I guess it's
so
a couple.
It's kind of interesting.
They may sell it before I get there, so.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Because when I'm looking at this, I'm going like, oh, no, there seem to be some problems here. Now, what could happen here, it could be that you lose this one and you find something else later. That's more likely because the images of singing the coffee, it going backwards, and then even going in, going more deeply and throwing this spread out with my cards, it shows that you're going to be unhappy about something. Again, there's something about a guy and this lady. So some little upsets here. But to me, again, you feel real good with this plan. It feels like I really believe you're going to, I really think you aren't going to end up in California.
Just we're not sure on the house.
Right, right. Or
and that's what I told the universe is I like. Yeah, I like the house, but I told the universe if it's not meant to be or if there's something better,
yes,
not to let me get it. Because it's a little smaller than what I want, but I know it's well built. So
yes, and according to, remember always add, according to God's universal plan, I would like this or more or better according to God's universal plan.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that may be what's happening. There's something better. There may be something better.
Yes. Yes. And I've got to tell you, as far as a past life goes for you, Sherry, I think you were this little country belle on a plantation in Georgia at some point in your past life.
Wouldn't surprise me. Because I hate the deep south for some reason.
Do you? Well, you know for sure that means you were there. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly, because I can't stand anything over there. And it's only because of, I just feel there's a lot of negativity there.
Oh, of course, of course. What they say, I used to take these classes with the Edgar Cayce Foundation out in
Cool. I love Edgar Cayce.
I know, I love that man. And he had a lot of extensions. He's got a lot of groups around the country that you can take training, you know, his classes and stuff. And he ended up having a, of course, he's deceased now, but his company would put on these past life regression seminars. And they were like 2 or 3 days. It was really the best. And I think they finally went down to just a one-day seminar. But you would have these past lives. And what they would show is they would show with the music in the background all these different pictures of different parts of the world. And what they said is if you had, you know, you were to write down, were you feeling good when you were looking at the pictures? Were you feeling sad or bad? Or were you having like a neutral response? And at the end of the seminar or at the end of the exercise, they said if you had a great, great feeling when you were looking at this area, like Russia or Germany or Ireland or whatever part of the world it was, then you were there in a past life and you loved it. If you had a sad feeling or an angry feeling or a bad feeling, you were there and you didn't. I mean, maybe you were killed or whatever the deal was or somebody cheated on you,
right,
or stole your wife, whatever it was.
That's what I suspect.
And if you had a neutral feeling, you probably weren't there.
Hmm.
So we know you were in
the
south.
I actually think I've had many. Okay. Yeah, I've had many past lives and the south was part of it.
Yes, yeah.
I know that to be a
fact. I'll tell you. There you go. Well, good luck with your house, and if you want to get back to us and let us know, and certainly let us know if something more amazing comes your way, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night now.
You too.
Bye now. Bye-bye. Oh, my God, how exciting is that? And I've seen those shows where they've got those little houses. And like Sherry said, it was so well made. I've seen them take a really small space and make it so livable. I mean, it's almost ridiculous to see our houses, what we have in our houses, and how we really can not just live or exist, but really enjoy a smaller space. And something like a small house with what Sherry was just sharing with us, man, you can move almost anywhere. so you can get around and see the world. So I think that's a great idea, Sherry. Good luck with that. All right, let's see who's next online here. Hello, caller.
Hi,
how
are you?
Where are you calling from?
This is Delphina. I'm calling from Illinois.
Hey, Delphina, how are you?
I'm good. My question is, I'm dating someone, and I was wondering, how do you see this relationship going?
All right, let's take a quick peek here. Can you give me this person's initial, Delphina?
G.
G. So let me ask you this. When I feel the presence of this person, I feel like they really care about you. And I'm not sure if they've had some history with somebody else that, you know, might have dragged them down or that's holding them down a little bit, but, boy, this, you know, it feels like there might have been some issues for this person in the past, but I really get this person really caring about you a lot. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
That's wonderful because they feel like they're super. And it almost feels like, I don't know if they felt like they've been beaten down a little bit in the past, but sometimes many of us have gone through the relationship situations that don't work out. But, you know, the hardest part is sometimes just forgiving that, letting go and moving on. The only bad part is sometimes you're in a relationship where the circumstances are such that you kind of can't move on right away. So you're still attached to that past situation until you're able to really move away from the situation. So I don't know if what I'm saying is making sense to you, but when I think about this person that you care about, it really looks like they care about you, and I think this person is a really neat person. And it feels like you're welcome. And it feels like they're really worth waiting for or they're really worth being with.
Okay.
Does that help, honey?
Oh. It helps a little bit, but I still have some questions, I mean, regarding this person. I don't know. I mean, I'm feeling a little bit about the opposite of what you're feeling. Like, I don't know.
Okay, well, you might be feeling that. I'm not sure what their presenting, you know, behavior is. But, again, when I look at them, they've got a past. Something's connected to them. They're connected to a past that they really don't want to be connected to.
That's
true.
They feel
to me like they're stuck. Yep, they're stuck in a situation and they'd like to be with you. That really is how I see it. Now, again, if you're going to try to force the situation, that could make it tough. Sometimes we have to be patient, kick back, and sometimes we have to wait it out. But again, you want to weigh and measure. You want to watch how they're, you know, treating you, being with you. There's no doubt in my mind that they care about you and want to be with you. But if you're saying, hey, I want it now, I want the whole thing, and they can't give it to you, then you might be, you know, pushing the box, and that might not work out for you favorably.
So do you see us being like a good match, or do you see somebody new?
No, you guys feel good, but here's the thing. You got to be patient. So here's the thing. Do you remember I said earlier in the show, the future is subject to change by choice. So I can see you guys being a nice match. But again, this falls on you because you are the one that's going to say, hey, I don't want to wait. Hey, this person's got too much baggage. You know, now, could you guys be a nice couple? Yes, but he's still weighted down from the past. So this is on you. If you want to, you know, you can either, I've seen some other women that have been very patient. They've waited. They've deepened the relationship as they're waiting, stuff like this, because they do feel like they're soulmates, and they just don't want to be with anyone else. But can you go forward and have somebody else around you? Positively, yes. Yes, ma'am, no doubt about it. But right now, I think my thought for you, Delphina, is you really want to kick back and decide, what do you want? Do you want to wait, or do you just want to move forward? So I think that's something good to think about, okay? Because there are no rights, there are no wrongs. You don't want to you know, you don't have to wait for anybody. I mean, if you're looking for love right now and you can't get it here, then positively, you know, start looking for somebody else and see what other sweetheart you can find. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to move on to the next caller now. And, Delphina, please give us a call back and let us know what happens. Thanks. All right. Caller? Hi, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Jorianne. This is Regina. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Regina. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
What's on your mind, Penny?
Is there any way I can get a general message, just anything I need to look out for or coming up for me?
Okay, let me take a peek here. I'm getting somebody by the name of Mary, and it feels like they're saying something like, pay attention. There might be some people around you that you shouldn't be trusting, and they might come across to you as being friendly or being trying to win your favors over, win you over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's somebody that you should not be completely trusting. Do you know what I'm saying to you?
I'm not so sure.
Has there
and you
been anyone
Mary?
Around you that you haven't been trusting?
No, not really. Mm-mm.
Okay, so then you want to listen to your intuition. And this feels like a woman that could possibly, to me, when I think about this woman that I'm seeing around you, feels more like a tour guide.
Okay.
And I would definitely be, I'd be watching for somebody that tries to win favor to you. You know, I don't even know if this is work. I'm not sure where this is at, that you should be looking and watching for this. But it says,
right.
Don't be so trusting, and don't jump in right away. And I hope
would
it
that
makes
be more
sense
like
to you
a?
Because,
would that be like more of like a relationship that could be coming, like somebody new coming in that I shouldn't trust, or is it?
It feels different than that. It doesn't feel like a relationship. This might be a work situation or something new. It doesn't feel like a relationship. So this is like, be careful, be steady, okay, keep your grounding, but don't jump in right away. Be observant. It's almost like being a fly on the wall. You know, some things happen and people say, man, if I could just be a fly on the wall so I could listen into the stuff that I'm not supposed to know, then you can make better decisions.
And when you're saying something about favor, you talking about what, like a favor, like
no,
doing
they're
gonna
something
for them?
No, they're going to try to get favor with you. They're going to try to kind of seduce you into trusting them way before you would trust them.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
And not a sexual seduction. Just
right.
A sense of.
Right.
Yes. So, but hey, who am I? So that's funny. But and you know what's really funny is I also see a dead woman standing behind you, but she looks like a Native American Indian, ma'am.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Like a Pocahontas kind of woman. And it feels like, and I don't even know if you, Regina, I don't know that you are Native or if you have Native American in you, but is there any Native American land around you? I mean, you're in Georgia, so I don't know if there are a bunch of tribes out there.
Not that I know of. It might be more southern Georgia or northern, and I'm like kind of like in the middle of that, so, but who knows?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I know those. I'm not sure if you have Indian in you this lifetime, because a DNA test would be a real sweet thing to get to check that out.
Yes, I definitely want to get one.
Yeah, do it. Call me back if you have Native American in you, would you? That would be really exciting to hear. But this is definitely a Native American woman, Indian, not East Indian, American Indian. And so this is somebody that also is around you spiritually. So to me, when I've seen the Indians, I think they're very highly evolved spiritual beings, people, and they come in to watch over us. And many times it's been because you've had a past life with it being an Indian, or unless you've got some genes. I mean, who knows? Call me and let me know.
Yeah.
All right, honey. Well, good luck tonight, okay?
All right. Thank you. You have a great night, okay?
You too, Regina. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hey, guys, just to let you know, yes, this is Jory and the Coffee Psychic. I do the show almost every week. It's I'm not doing a class. And so make sure you do call in. It's a live call-in show at all times. It's a 347-633-9404. Again, that number is 347-633-9404. If you want a more in-depth reading, you can give me a call at 219-940-9292. That number is 219-940-9292. And just to let you guys know, I've got my half price garage sale special going on right now. So if this is a time where, you know, maybe you haven't heard of me or you have and you'd like to try me out as a psychic for you, this really is the time to call and get a reading. Check out my website, coffeepsychic.com. Hey, like me on Facebook. I heard people like to like each other on Facebook, so like me on Facebook. But, yeah, 219-940-9292. Ask about the half-price garage sale special. Buy a piece of my junk, get a reading at half price. Okay. All right, so let's see who's next online. Hello, caller. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ashia. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Georgia? Okay, and pronounce your name again, ma'am, so I don't butcher it.
Ashia.
Shia? Shia, welcome to the show. Shia. How can I help you, ma'am?
Okay, I have a question about schooling. How do you see that going? Like, do you see me passing my classes? I'm in college. Like, I just turned in the paper, and I'm feeling kind of worried about my essay I just turned in.
Okay. So this is a Shia. Let me see. Ma'am, have you been pulling some A's and B's here?
I just started this semester maybe like a month ago.
Okay. I think does it have any medical background to this at all?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going for radiology tech.
Thank you. What I can tell you is this. I'm not seeing your grade right now, but I can tell you this is something that feels real, real good for you. And and if you need some help and you're studying or anything else like that, I would so positively get down to that and asking for help, because this feels like an amazing job for you. Like, really, this feels good. Okay? And
so,
this might
so
be, you know, if
I'm sorry, what
I mean, you
play,
you pray to God, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
I see that. You know, I have this one candle prayer, and it's the red tapered candle upside down. You can take a red tapered candle, cut off the bottom, about an inch of the bottom, expose the wick, and you bless it with olive oil, and you pray to God, please, God, remove any and all negative energy that's getting in my way of passing my tests and getting this job, which means you're going to pray for it. God's going to help move energy around for you. But, again, you know you've got to apply yourself. And when I look at you, Ashia, it really looks like you really are working hard for this. So
yes.
So what I get is that you really have to apply yourself, but this really feels like an amazing job for you. So does that help, honey? Because it really feels like you're supposed to get this.
I'm supposed to get it? Okay. You said get a red candle and cut it and dip it in olive oil, like the cooking olive oil, and light it.
You take your fingertips in the olive oil and rub it on the outside. And then okay, just keep praying to God, please. Yeah. Help remove the negative energy that's getting in my way. In other words, if you're not studying all the time, some of the negative energy could be you not studying. So it'll help move it around. Instead of watching TV, if you do, then, you know, making the changes, like it'll hit you consciously. It's like, no, I've got this extra time. I've got to study, that sort of thing.
Right. Okay, I get it. And then, can I ask you about this guy? We just had a baby together, but we lost him. So we kind of not talking right now. Like, do you see us reconnecting?
I'm so sorry, honey. I'm so sorry. Yes. What's this man's name or initial?
Initial first name start with L, last name start with W. Water.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, tell me when to stop, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, let me stop. Okay. Pick one, two, or three. Was he feeling very sad and, you know, like you were thinking about moving away from him at one point, weren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
And was there some issues around money here, like employment or something?
I think it was with him, but he doesn't really tell me. He doesn't tell me.
He feels like a sensitive guy, honey. I can tell you this. I'm not 100% sure that this is your man right now, but I'm not sure that you guys are completely done either. I think there might be another man that comes in and kind of fights for you or wants to be with you somehow, and I hope this makes sense to you, but it kind of looks like there's going to be another man that's really going to want to be with you. And he might be tough, though. He might be a little tougher, but... or maybe strict or rigid in the way he thinks and stuff, but that's not always bad.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Sometimes we get together to help soften each other up. Okay?
Right. Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you.
God bless you, honey. All right. Take care. Bye. All right. So, hey, guys, it looks like it's almost done. Let me see. There might be another caller I can get in here. Let me see. Hello, caller. I think I know who this is. Who is this? Okay. Sometimes people will actually call in just to listen. So what we'll do is we'll go to the next caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Dorian.
Hey, who is
Dorian,
this?
Dorian, it's Russ in Cleveland. Russ in Cleveland.
Russ! Always good to hear you.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in about 6 months or so. I was taking a class. Yeah, I was working actually Wednesday nights for a while at a gas station, right? And my schedule sort of shifted. Because now I'm taking a class on Wednesday nights. I'm going back to school. I'm going back to school for web design. So I got a class on Wednesday nights.
Oh, how exciting, Russ.
Yeah, so a little change of pace from the sleep center. One thing you were right about last time in March, you did say within about 3 months I get a permanent job, which I did in June at a local casino. Only bad thing about that, it's pretty low pay. So I was kind of hoping if you saw a permanent, better paying job coming up.
Okay. So you've got the permanent job, but you need more money.
Thanks. I'm working two jobs.
Okay.
I'm also working at a gas station as well, so.
All right. When I look at a different job in front of you right now, it almost feels like you're going to do what you're doing right now for a while, Russ. And
okay.
The other part is I'd keep putting your feelers out there for these other jobs, but it feels like right now this kind of looks like where you're supposed to be. Okay, which means you can still, I wouldn't stop looking for these other jobs, but to get something that's going to be a little more secure, it feels like it's going to take a little while. And that's not a bad thing. It just means that it's the other things that you're looking for right now, it's like the energy is not there that they're going to come in and be there for you. Does that make sense?
Okay. It's just for most of our, the only bad thing so far about it, like I said, is just the pay. Because the pay is pretty low. So. But at least you know, the other hand, I'm glad we're working. But yeah, so.
Amen. You know, the other thing, Russ, also, is you feel pretty creative to me. Are there any things that you would be putting together to sell? Like you'd be making things by hand to sell products at all?
Well, I suppose one thing I could be doing is one of my ultimate goals is actually start to work myself creating websites. So I guess that would be working with hands, you know, coding, you know, doing the coding on the keyboard.
Oh, yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes. And,
yeah,
and
so that would
can
be sort of
some big money.
Yeah, so that's my ultimate goal, too.
Yeah, that can be big money.
Yeah, the only thing, though, that it's I need 7 classes. I took one over to summer term, and this is my second one I started last week. And
right.
I got to take only one class at a time. It'll probably be 2019 by the time I'm done, so it might as well be a couple of years. But at least it'll take some time, but it'll be pay off in the end.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a lady that used to show me her little website she'd make, and they were so entertaining, they were so great, and now she does that for everybody, but she had to start somewhere. And she'd sit on her computer connected to her TV, so she had a really big screen, and HTML, she'd learned that language. I mean, holy mackerel, the stuff she made was hysterical. So now she does that work. So, I mean, you got to give yourself a chance to start out and really get yourself enmeshed in it, okay?
Yeah, so that's going to be fun, too, because the class I'm taking this term is the C-sharp language, which is similar to HTML. One other thing real quick, too, is I did actually, that sleep center I worked for about four or five years ago, I actually took community court last week. And they were supposed to make a decision today. But I talked to the clerk of courts, and he said, the defendant actually, the lawyer showed up to court last week, but not the defendant. And they had filed, some sort of summary petition of some sorts today. So I'm not sure if I'm actually, what the judge is going to decide. I'm hoping to get at least some of what I asked for, if not the whole thing.
Okay, it almost feels like almost like a null and void kind of situation. I mean, you're hoping to walk out with something. I wonder why it feels very low. The energy is very low around this situation. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, maybe one, but the only thing I can think of is their lawyer last week hammered me about was that I consistently had 8:15 p.m. to 6:15 a.m. on a timesheet. And I was wondering, well, why are they complaining? Why are you leaving at 5:45 or 6 o'clock and putting on 6:15? Well, when it was, that was pretty much what they were telling me to put down in the first place.
Well, again, what I can tell you is that there's something weird about this, and it feels, I don't know if they're going to try to do a null and void on this thing or what, but, kind of keep your ears open here, keep your eyes open, because something feels a little fishy or something. Okay?
Because they did this to somebody else, but to the tune of $40,000. So, okay. Thanks, Doria.
Wow. Let us know what happens, Russ, okay?
All right. Okay, sounds good.
Take care.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Russ. Bye. Hey, you guys. An hour has gone by. It's crazy. But we got to end the show tonight. Thank you all for calling in. I love you all. And for any of you that were not able to make it in tonight, remember, this is every Wednesday night, and of course, unless I've got a class, but give us a call, 347-633-9404, 347-633-9404. This is Jorianna Coffee Psychic with your Psychic Connection here at Blog Talk Radio. Have a great night, everybody.